Hey, what's up? It's Joe. Welcome to my 5 Minute Friday for May 17th. So, there's no newsletter this week on my regular Substack blog. I'm actually going to be on my way to London that evening and probably spend the next day recovering from jet lag. So, putting together the newsletter is a lot of work, and I was just a slam this week and didn't have the time to get to it. And, I usually, on my flights from Salt Lake City to Europe, they're usually direct, so I try and use an opportunity to sleep because the plane arrives in the morning. So anyway, that's my excuse. No newsletter, but you get a rant today. So this is sort of an excerpt from the new chapter I'm releasing, I think hopefully this weekend, if not this weekend, then early next week, from Practical Data Modeling. This will be part of chapter two, but I spent some time working on a section called, Is Data Modeling a Waste of Time? I hear this actually from a lot of people. More than I'm comfortable with. That people do feel like data modeling is a waste of time, that it doesn't matter at the end of the day. So I'd like to distinguish this, first of all, between what I call intentional and unintentional data modeling. It's my belief that anytime you're touching data and manipulating it into some form or creating a data set, you're in some ways data modeling, whether you intend to or not. And why this is you're trying to, again, take data and have it, abstractly represent something hopefully reality, right? Or maybe it's not. But anyway, you're trying to abstractly represent something with data. So, again, I at least want to caveat the notion of intentional versus unintentional data modeling, because I feel like, even if you aren't intentional about it, then you're still modeling data. You're just probably not doing it maybe the best way you can. So anyway, let's look at some arguments about why data modeling is a waste of time. So I hear things like data modeling is too much work, it takes too much time, and maybe we don't have the resources or personnel for data modeling, or we're a small company. Our business is too small to model data, or our company is too big. Or maybe it's too complicated to model. Maybe it's too late. Finally, data modeling is old and antiquated. I think that's one I hear quite a bit. So, the techniques of yesteryear, they simply don't apply anymore. We're in a different age. Data modeling doesn't matter. So all these arguments, I hear them around the world. This is not unique to any geography or culture or whatever organization. These are arguments I hear everywhere around the world. So, I want to address these real quick. I think you can bucket these into maybe a few areas. One is resource constraints. You might have too little time or people or money. Complexity. Your organization is maybe too complicated to model. Maybe it's not complicated enough. But either way, there's complexity that might scare people away from modeling data. And finally, the antiquated, irrelevant, obsolete argument that the world's moved past data modeling. Let me just address these in turn here. The resource constraints being the first one. The world's business environment today is a pressure cooker. People are expected to do a lot more with a lot less. And often people are very limited with their bandwidth. So they're just trying to do their job, and people aren't incentivized typically to model data. Right? And if you work in data or work with data, I should say, if you're a software engineer, an analyst, data scientist, whatever, I would hope that you're aware of data modeling techniques. But I also feel like these practices have sort of fallen by the wayside. It's part of the reason I'm writing this book. And anyway, it's a topic for a different chapter. Let's look at time. Time is a significant constraint, right? People have to prioritize quick wins and immediate results. This often leads to shortcomings in data modeling practices. Time constraints also frequently force teams to adopt, quote, agile methodologies, where they break tasks into short sprints. And this may not allow for sufficient time to develop well-thought-out data models. And this leads to rush decisions and other oversights, right? So, and I'll talk about, other podcasts about why I think agile is done wrong at most companies and maybe some ways we could do it better, but another constraint is people. Especially in this business climate, layoffs are very common, unfortunately, and hiring freezes can leave teams understaffed, forcing the existing team members to take on additional responsibilities and work longer hours. So this also means that human resources are just limited, right? And you compound this with the fact that data modeling knowledge and skill sets just aren't what they used to be. I mean, that it just is what it is. I think that, you know, and I've made this argument in public many times. I feel like the especially with analytics and software engineering, when it comes to data modeling, I feel like we've actually moved backwards, not forwards. You can say this is a good thing, you can say it's a bad thing. I really don't care what you think about it, but this is a fact. The practices are what they are, or lack thereof. There's lack of practices, and this just means that you have fewer people with maybe not with the skill sets necessary to model data, and that is what it is. This means collaboration might suffer, potentially leading to errors in data and extreme burnout in other cases. So, I mean, part of my role is inadvertently being a therapist to many data and tech teams, for better or for worse. And finally, financial constraints, right? It's a big one. The time and money and people and just budgets aren't what they are. So again, you're gonna have to do a lot more with a lot less. And this also means like that means cutbacks in training. It means cutbacks in a lot of other areas. Also means, I think paradoxically, it also means that as compute gets cheaper, it's tempting to just throw a compute at the problem and just substitute more powerful compute for crappy data modeling, so and probably substandard SQL queries and so forth. So that is what it is. I mean, I can keep going on and on, but and I think there's also the expectation now that we can throw AI at the problem and that's going to solve everything. I think that's short-sighted. If your underlying data is in bad shape, then I think throwing AI at that problem is not going to yield the results you think, and you're going to be back to square one trying to build your foundation. So anyway, this is the constraints argument, right? Now, anyway, it leads to trade-offs between project scope, data model quality, and delivery timelines, and so forth. That means you're doing things kind of half-baked. Complexity, this is an interesting one. Especially in large global companies, the argument is the business is too complex to model, and that's probably very valid. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't try. Maybe apply data modeling to specific domains and areas of concern where you can maybe yield some benefit. Again, it's when people see success of data modeling, they want to do it too, right? And it's just like everything else. But I wouldn't say that the complexity argument is right in that sense. It's a very binary outcome. Either you do it or you don't. And so I think that people tend to view data modeling as this, like, giant enterprise thing. Big companies aren't like that, right? So I would say, do the best you can, model the domain you're in, and hopefully get better results and inspire other people within your organization to do data modeling as well. The best thing is if you don't work at a giant mega corporation, actually, because you have the liberty and the smaller size to start your efforts early and do it right. In the event that you become a giant mega corporation, congratulations, your data is in great shape. And I think that is a strategic advantage in a lot of ways. It means you can move fast with data and make better decisions and better automations, better machine learning models, and so forth. I think a lot of companies that wait too long, we're talking like kind of legacy enterprises, so to speak. I mean, these companies are playing catch up. Their data is in such a huge state of disarray that, half the time they're spent fighting against themselves, fighting against the patterns and bad habits of the old regime that got them to this place. But that's the reality of it. So, and finally, is data modeling antiquated or irrelevant? I could say, let's look at the arguments why. Data modeling is typically associated with traditional kind of rigid methodologies, like maybe relational data modeling or waterfall development or dimensional modeling and so forth. And these can be seen as slow and inflexible, maybe compared to newer NoSQL and agile approaches. And this can lead people to believe that data modeling is just unsuitable for the modern age, right? I hear this argument all the time, and same. Same arguments apply, even in machine learning. I don't think there's really a standard way of modeling data in machine learning yet, but I mean, the practices are consolidating very quickly. As a side note, I was just working on my course. We're working on a whole section about that right now. So data engineers should think about modeling data for machine learning. So yeah, I mean, machine learning is becoming front and center with everything. And as an aside, if you aren't paying attention to machine learning and you're only focused on analytics, I would say you're missing out on the future and the present, and you're going to be left behind. But that's a side note. Anyway, modeling data, yeah, it's important. I think it's not antiquated. It's not obsolete. It's not irrelevant. Your business is, you know, there's never a better time to start than today if you haven't done it. And, you know, despite the constraints on your business and on you and so forth, try and find ways to model data, right? You can do it intentionally or unintentionally, but you're going to reap what you sow. There's no free lunch in this. There are trade-offs. You know, there's no such thing as being able to get away with, you know, substandard data in the long run. Either it works for your purposes and you've tendered to it in the best way possible and treated it well, or you're going to pay the price down the road. And this isn't a scaremongering thing. It's just reality. I've seen this play out enough times over the past few decades that it is what it is. So yeah, data modeling. You know, what is this all for? Why do we do it? I would say, it's because it's important. It's not a waste of time. And it's something that I hope every data professional and software engineer and machine learning engineer is taking seriously now. Your data does matter at the end of the day. So anyway, I'm going to be flying off to London tomorrow afternoon, recording this actually on Thursday night. So yeah, I hope you have a good weekend. And Monday morning data chat coming up. I'm going to be actually hanging out with Chris Tabb, a good friend of mine. I'm going to be recording live from London. Hopefully Matt Housley joins us for the Monday morning data chat. Speaking of the morning data chat, we've got a few more episodes in the queue. Then Matt and I are actually going to be taking the summer off just to focus on, you know, other stuff for now. I got a book and I got a course to knock out. It's just taking up way too much of my time. And I just think we kind of need a break. We've been doing the podcast for, almost 4 years straight now, 3-4 years. So, yeah, we'll be back in the fall, I think, with a, you know, kind of revamped format and new guests and so forth. So looking forward to that. I'm going to be at Snowflake Summit, some events around Snowflake Summit, some stuff with Matillion, Ethan Aaron's happy hour, and probably a few other things. So anyway, if you're in that area at that time, come say hi. And yeah, otherwise I'm going to be at the Generative AI Summit next week in London, giving a talk there, and a few other events as well. So if you're in London, hit me up next week, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.